Well, Australia was once lauded as one of the least corrupt nations in the world. Now it's dropped to 18th in a global corruption index put together by Transparency International. The non-government integrity body says the result underscores the urgent need for a national integrity commission, long a promise of the Morrison government, but still not a reality. Samantha Donovan reports.
Transparency International bases its Global Corruption Index on data provided by organisations like the World Economic Forum, the World Justice Project and the Economic Intelligence Unit. The CEO of Transparency International Australia, Serena Lillywhite, says this year's ranking is the worst result Australia has received since 2002, scoring 73 points out of 100.
The lack of a Federal Integrity Commission is a gaping hole in our system, and it certainly contributed to our poor score. But that poor score has also been impacted by, for example, not having robust foreign bribery laws and enforcement, having out-of-date anti-money laundering laws, but also other issues that need to be addressed, such as the importance of better protection for whistleblowers and freedom of press, and stronger rules against lobbying and political donations.
15 points higher than Australia on 88, New Zealand is ranked equal first with Denmark and Finland. And Serena Lillywhite says it's doing much better than Australia on a number of issues.
They have a much stronger anti-money laundering regime than Australia, whereas Australia has become the go-to destination for dirty money because of the flaws and gaps in our anti-money laundering regime, which makes it just too easy for the proceeds of crime and corruption and illicit financial flows to come into Australia and often land up in our real estate sector.
Federal Parliament passed what are called Magnitsky-style laws in December, and they enable sanctions on individuals and entities engaging in corrupt conduct. Will that improve Australia's ranking next year?
Well, it certainly will contribute to an improved position, and it's a welcome development to introduce stronger sanctions.
If a National Integrity Commission is established in Australia, how far will that go to addressing the problems you've named and see our ranking on this index improve?
Even countries that score well on the CPI, it doesn't necessarily mean that the problem solved and there is no longer corruption in that country. There is no country that is entirely free of corruption.
In a speech to the National Press Club today, the Federal Opposition Leader, Anthony Albanese, has again promised to establish a national anti-corruption body should Labor win the federal election.
To put it really simply, in our first term, we will have, not just promise, we will have a national anti-corruption commission. One with teeth to restore faith in government and trust in our public officials. We will end this government's culture of rorts because public money should not be splashed around in cynical vote-buying exercises.
A spokesman for the federal government says the report from Transparency International is, quote, nothing but partisan sophistry, putting countries such as Hong Kong above Australia, where just this month there were reports of politicians and protesters being rounded up and imprisoned, shows the report's blinkered approach to measuring corruption. The Morrison government stands ready to deliver on our commitment to establish a Commonwealth Integrity Commission. Unfortunately, Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party are too busy playing politics to help us pass this legislation. The government spokesman goes on to say the Commonwealth Integrity Commission will further enhance Australia's existing integrity arrangements, and the government has a robust, multifaceted approach to combating corruption.
Samantha Donovan with that report.